This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The second global AI safety summit, co-hosted by Britain and South Korea, is facing some challenges. Last year, the world's first summit took place at Britain's Bletchley Park, bringing together world leaders, corporate executives, and academic experts to discuss the regulation of AI technology. However, this year's summit is experiencing a lower turnout and facing difficult questions. The first summit resulted in the Bletchley Declaration, which was co-signed by China, the United States, and other countries, signaling a willingness to cooperate on AI safety. However, reaching consensus on AI regulation has proven to be challenging. Martha Bennett, a senior analyst at Forrester, noted that there are different approaches to AI safety, making it difficult to move beyond what was agreed at the first summit. In addition to the lack of consensus, the second summit is also grappling with thorny issues such as copyright material, data scarcity, and environmental impact. These issues are not attracting the same level of attention as the existential threats posed by AI technology. The policy discourse around AI has expanded to include concerns about market concentration and environmental impacts, according to Francine Bennett, interim director of the ADA Lovelace Institute. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has emphasized the importance of an energy breakthrough for the future of AI. He has also sought to raise billions of dollars to boost the production of computer chips, which are currently in short supply. However, experts warn that relying solely on scientific breakthroughs and financing efforts may not guarantee the future success of AI. Professor Jack Stilgo from University College London stated that while people will find surprising uses for AI technology, it's unlikely that the future will align with the visions of Elon Musk and Sam Altman. The lower turnout for this year's summit is also notable. While the first summit promised subsequent events every 6 months, attention has shifted from existential risk to the resources needed to fuel AI's development. This includes the vast amount of data required to train AI models and the electricity used by data centers. Despite the French government postponing the next in-person gathering to 2025, fewer leaders and ministers are attending the South Korea summit. Some governments, including Canada, the Netherlands, and Brazil, have declined the invitations. Overall, the second AI safety summit is facing challenges in reaching consensus on AI regulation and addressing important concerns. The lower turnout and the shift in focus from existential risks to resource requirements highlight the evolving nature of AI policy discourse. Despite these challenges, the aim of the summit is to make progress in AI safety, innovation, and inclusivity, bringing us closer to a world where AI improves our lives in various ways.